You know, the last few weeks we've been talking a lot about change, especially with our service technicians. We've got to change our mindset, change our belief system, change our expectations of what's going to happen in the house. One of the things that we know is that sometimes technicians have a habit of going in and fixing one problem and ignoring other problems. We have to change our mindset. We have to assume the professional responsibility of walking into a house and looking for every problem that we can solve, looking for every, you know, thing with indoor air quality or airflow efficiency, all of those problems that we can solve and offer solutions, right? Whether it's us selling ourselves as a selling technician or turning a lead to our service department for a new system, attic insulation, ductwork, whatever, we have to take the whole house perspective. I want you to join me in watching this video that talks about the importance of changing our mindset when it comes to offering services to our homeowners.
Now, what I want to do is I want to show you this chart. And most folks don't actually understand what this means until I kind of go through it. So I want to go through it, then we're going to go over to the whiteboard, then we'll come back and have a little dialogue. So I need you to be in a mindset of prosperity, and I need to prepare you for success. So if you look at the first issue here, it says the process of change. The process of change is based on a thinking pattern. The thinking pattern says, what am I thinking about? What am I doing? So every single day, I want you to get up in the morning and I want you to review your personal achievement plan. I want you to review your core values, your defining statement of purpose, and what it is that makes you, you. How do you get better at being you? Once you review that every day, after a period of time, it's often said 21 days. I think it's probably more like 30 days to 45 days in my experience. But whatever it takes for you to convert, I want you to start creating a belief system for yourself that says, I don't care what you want to do in terms of diet, health, exercise, religion, community, family, you know, business, compensation, whatever it is, you get to determine your goals, but I want your belief system to start getting organized so that you reinforce that every single day so that the world around you, whatever events are going on, does not have any impact whatsoever on how you respond to it. The response will be controlled because you built your own system and you said, this is who I want to be, this is how I want to behave, this is how I want to respond to things. I'm going to be positive, I'm going to be constructive, I'm going to support people, I'm going to make people feel better about the experience of having touched me today, I'm going to support them, I'm going to figure out a way to make them happy, I'm going to do all those things because that's going to get me more of what I want in life as opposed to me taking or me actually degrading or being a guy who just gets influenced and says, well, I don't want to sell anything because consumers don't need that stuff because indoor air quality doesn't really have any real benefit. Well, if that's how you think and that's how your belief system is set up, then that's true. So you should write this down, okay? And this is a phrase from Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich. And by the way, that particular book was organized in the 1920s. It's been rewritten, called The 17 Principles of Success, also by Napoleon Hill. But the phrase is this: what the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. So again, once again, what the mind can conceive, what you can think about and conceive and convince yourself to believe, meaning reinforcing that dialogue with yourself each and every day, then it can achieve. And what that really says is that whatever you've coached yourself, whatever self-affirmation you've created, whatever belief system you've organized for yourself, you will see the world through that lens. So that's how I see the world. You will then be able to coalesce and, you know, as Wally says, the universe is just going to bring you things. Things are just going to come to you. And what it really means is that stuff's already been out there. You just had a scotoma before. Your scotoma was your blind spot. It's how you drive to work every day without looking at the street signs or having to memorize certain things. Your mind has mapped its way around without actually having to have that level of detail. That's called scotoma. It's a blind spot. It's a Latin word. And it means that you're essentially filtering. So when you begin to set up a belief system, the world will present solutions to you that existed. They were always there. You just didn't see them because of your scotoma. Now that you've created a different map for yourself, you will not only see those solutions, but they'll become attracted to you because positive people are attracted to positive people. Energy givers are attracted to people that are also energy givers. Energy takers are people that typically we go, oh, well, that's nice, and then we figure out a way not to associate or relate with those people. We all know who those people are in our world, and we all have experience with those types of individuals. So you know this to be true. The question is, who are you and how do you create the best you? And if we do that, then we go back to the slide and we say, well, belief systems start influencing people's expectations. What do I want to make in terms of an income? How many goals do I have and what are my goals and how do I want to achieve those? What do I want to do with my family? What do I want to do with my health, my fitness? What do I do with my self-development, my business career? What do I want to do, period? And that leads to a series of attitudes. And so the title of this discussion is Attitude Determines Altitude. Well, we can see that thinking pattern, belief system, and expectations come before attitude. You didn't get a great job and then get a great attitude. You got a great job because you had a great attitude. And that great attitude came because somebody believed in you and they thought, hey, this person works for our culture and our organization, so we're going to hire them. So what you need to do is you need to have that map. And then as we have attitudes begin to shape behavior patterns. So I like to be a guy who's a solutions guy, meaning that when I see a problem and I critique it, I like to be a guy that doesn't just say, well, that's kind of BS and we probably shouldn't do that and you guys really suck and I'll see you guys later. I mean, most people are going to say, well, that's pretty easy to critique. I like to be the guy that says, hey, if that's not really the right way to do things and we're not organized the right way, why don't we try these solutions? And then we can have a dialogue about it. And so we use that process constantly. Just don't be the guy that throws the critique on. If you're going to bring a critique out, bring the problem and the solution to the equation. So the attitude then creates a behavior pattern that says, I just don't want to point out the fact that we're not very good at that. We're not very good at selling IAQ and then walk away. We're not very good at selling IAQ. Here are some things we might want to think about. Let's try these things. Let's see if there's an opportunity. By doing that, what you're doing is you're creating a constructive or positive feedback around a problem. And people don't mind listening to a critique as long as there's a solution attached to it. It doesn't have to be the right solution. It just has to be an offering or some idea that makes it, you know, from the standpoint of, is there an opportunity to improve? And so style matters in that. I mean, you can't just go boom and knock somebody on the ground and say, oh, by the way, we're not selling enough IAQ. You need to sell more boxes. I mean, that's not going to work. Somebody's going to put you in jail for assault. So the style and the approach we're going to talk about later in a different video series called Social Styles, Personality Profiles, and Interpersonal Relationships, which is really defining how we're going to get along with people who aren't just like us. So that being said, when we look at the next chart and we say, well, the behavior patterns start affecting performance, performance is an outcome, okay? It's an outcome that's based on an event that you don't control, but a response that you do. So you can have a rotten customer who's very upset, very direct, very negative. If you respond that way, you're going to get a bad outcome. You're going to get bad performance. But if you respond in a particular way that's controlled based on an awareness, you're going to get a great outcome. And so your performance improves. And when you improve your performance, you will change your life. And I don't care what your goal planning process is, we can all benefit by this chart. This chart is from a book written by John Maxwell. Got to give John Maxwell credit. He's one of the foremost writers on leadership in the world. He's written countless books, probably like 50 books. This comes from the 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. It's a fantastic book. It's a must read for most people. If you're in a managerial position or a leadership position, you have to read that text. But what it says is you got to control what you're thinking about. When you control what you're thinking about, then you're immune to the negativity in the world. And what the universe will bring to you are things that are positive, and you will begin seeing solutions, and you will begin having more success inside of your personal and private lives.